take the other one. Right, the hour's late already because of the great husband of Kanishli, Rav Scheinberg, who had an Arichas Yamim. But we'll dedicate our shir to the people who were killed in France. This, fortunately, we're not Zoyche for such an Arichas Yamim. Rav and two of his young kids and a 17-year-old girl who were killed at Kiddush Hashem. This year was originally supposed to be given the Tuesday before Pesach, if I'm correct, but that didn't work out, and then the next week we came in conflict with another shir. Anyway, but we are still in good shape because it's a Hachoydish as a Asher Ne'apach Lahem. So it was, I think the Rishalmi says you can lay in the Megillah the whole month if you didn't lay. So it was still in the, within the Tkufa of the Megillah. So one of the Yatza Motzi, the concept of Arevus, is something we all practice. We all practice by Megillah laning, by Kriyas HaTorah. Depends on what you learn with the Chavetz Yachid or Chavetz Sibur. And this sefer I have on Shema'a Ka'ina, it's called Shema'a Mashmia. By the whole sefer is just not too much missing from here in terms of what you need to know on the topic by Rav Shiloni. A lot of what I will say is here, although he's not really that. He's just a malakit, more or less. Some of what I'm saying is from this sefer by Rav Kolovsky, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael. He puts out this family now puts out these little chavrones. We can deal with the Maccabees next door. My musical interlude of Torah is called the Shevach Vodah Lashem. Anything here? So first thing, before we get into that, I said originally, the Pasuk says, the Remez for Haman Min HaTorah Minayin. The Gemara asks, is it Chulin or Shabbos? Rav Hoffman. Okay. Amina 8, I said back when I heard a vort from Rav David Lifshitz, that's all on this Indian. Exactly what does it mean that the remez for Haman Min HaTorah is Amina 8? So, as we know, the Arizal coined the phrase of Yom HaKippurim Kippurim. I think it's from the Arizal. I don't think it's in the Zohar. But so the question is what that means. The way Rabbi explained is that there's two kinds of Yetzirah. One is an internal Yetzirah that resulted after the Chet Adam Arishan, eating from the Eitz. Then the Yetzirah became internal. So there's something internal, an internal Yetzirah, which induces someone to Chas v'Shalom go off the Derech Hashem. Then there's also before the Chet Adam Rishon there was an external Yetzirah, the Nachash. So the Nachash is he's who fooled Chava into getting into the problem in the first place. So that's an external attraction. That, but before the Chet Adam Rishon, that's all there was, and afterwards it became an internal thing as well, an internal problem. The way Rav David coined this is that Yom Kippur is what he called Sur Meira. That's try to control what's inside of you. You can't destroy it. I mean, some Sifri, one of the what they call the Svarim, the Tzidikim Gemurim, can destroy it. Or at least control, discipline, control. That's the Sur Meira. And there is also what they called Bir Hara. Bir Hara is something external that you can destroy. There's the Nachash, you can kill the Nachash. That's what Amalek represents. Amalek represents the external. So someone who's with a certain, of course, his views and Safek, the Gematria of Safek, that's the Bir Hara. So that's Yom HaKippur and Kippurim. Both of them in conjunction work to eliminate the Yetzer Hara. Purim is the symbol of destruction of Amalek, of Haman. So that's what he said. Ad kan divrei harav. So then I thought, well, this makes a Hamina Eitz, so maybe that's Haman. Haman represents the external. That's the Eitz. That's the external. So I went up and I told him this. And he smiled very, and he said, Efsher. So that's the most I got out of it. Anyway, that was my 2 cents on the on that board. Then just to say something about Parshas Kisisa, we have it says there that he was Arba'im Yom. Moshe Rabbeinu was there Arba'im Yom, Arba'im Laila, Maim Lachal, Basar lo shat, maim lo basar lechem lachol, maim lo shat, so whatever mentions in Kisisa. So there, the question is asked. He was trying to, you know, when I guess when in Rome do like the Romans, you know, that kind of come. He was trying to be daim lo malach, the malachim. The malachim we know don't sleep either. So why didn't it say and not sleeping is a bigger sheva? How do we know that? The Gemara in Nedarim. Manu Dharm says if someone takes a neder or a shua not to sleep, so that's considered automatically a shua chav. It's impossible for him to do that. So we're malking him right away for taking a shua chav. However, if he took a neder not to eat, so maybe he'll be able to do that. We'll wait 3 days and then we'll be malking whatever. So you see that the bigger kunz is not to eat for 3 days. Not to sleep for 3 days. Why didn't the Torah say this bigger Shavach? So, the Magid Medubna, there's a story that answers this question. What happened was he was traveling. He needed a place to stay. And so he went, he knocked on a door. And the person, the Balabas told him, listen, there's a place for you to sleep, but there's no food around. We barely have enough food for ourselves. They said, okay, can I do? I'll sleep in the attic somewhere. No problem. In the middle of the night, he heard that there were tremendous tumults going on. He snuck down, looked around, peeked around the corner in his nightrobe. And he saw a lot of eating going around, a lot of food, everything. Maybe he was quiet. He went back up to his to his bed. And in the morning, he came down and he said, you know, sir, I want to thank you. Until now, I had this problem, this question I just mentioned. And now you've solved that question. He said, what was that? He said, I always wondered, why did it say Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat? He should have said he didn't sleep. But the fact is, how did he know that Malachim didn't eat? It must have been that he didn't sleep, because maybe when he was sleeping, the Malachim were eating. It must be he didn't sleep either. Anyway, that was the and then another mitzvah there was again repetitive from Mishpatim is Rishis Bukurei Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha Lo Sevasho Gedi B'Chalei Vimo. Are the two related at all? Is there a relationship between Bikurim and Basar B'Chalev? So I remember Rav Melech Schechter, when I was in the third year Yerideya, that he used to give the last Chelek of Yerideya in the SR. I don't know if it's still called SR today. Anyway, whatever it is. Superfluous rabbinic. I remember that they were very mukbid on SR. Anything else you could kind of make a deal and get out of by doing something else, but SR was like Chokuv Aloyavor, I think. There was only a few people who were known of fame to have gotten out of that requirement. But I think maybe, I won't mention him. But anyway, he mentioned, he once brought in, like, and I told Rav Schechter this, he said, never heard it from him. He's learning new things all the time about his father that he never knew before. That he brought in like an English newspaper where they did a study that Basar B'Chalav makes the best fertilizer. It's the best fertilizer. So he said, now we understand the pasuk. So you might think, to bring bikurim, to bring those beautiful fruit, as for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm going to use the best fertilizer. I'm going to use Basar B'Chalav. Then a little something from what we did last time with an Imiki Yosef. It says that when you shoot in, when you start a fire, so everything goes butter the first, butter has chalos ma'isav, and therefore you're not violating Shabbos when you're lighting Shabbos candles. So there's a famous Torah there. It says that Haman was avil v'chafui rosh. So the belt always, this is known in the yeshivas as a word. It was avil v'chafui rosh. What happened? He was taking Mordechai on the horse, and his daughter thought that it was Mordechai leading the horse, and her father sitting on top of the horse. But so what did she do? She took some garbage, I mean, to be polite, and she threw it on top of who she thought was Mordechai, and lo and behold, it was her father Haman, she realized, and then she threw herself off the roof or out of the window, and that's why he was an avil. He was an avil for his daughter, and he was a chafui roish because he got the garbage on his head. So the only problem is, it's in the opposite order. It should say, first he was chafui roish, right? And then he was an avil. It should be in the opposite order. Why is it in this order? So they farinfer with this, what we said last time. So what happened was, she threw it out the window. Now, you have to, I don't know if realistically this can work out, because of course there were no skyscrapers in those days, and it was two-story houses, you were lucky, you know, an aliyah, bais and aliyah maybe, not too much going on in terms of architecture back then. But, and also she would have to be at a certain height where she'd recognize that it was her father. I mean, you go up to a couple stories, but anyway, whatever this word is, so first she threw out the garbage, but before the garbage landed on the head of Haman, she realized it was Haman, and then she threw herself out. As the Gemara says on Baba Kama Daf Yuzayin, mana tabar tavira. If someone throws a vase out of a window, and someone down below is waiting with a baseball bat, and he destroys the vase before it hits the ground, the person on top is still chayev. I mean, there's other Rishonim that say maybe neither of them are. Okay, well, let's assume the pshat. According to most Rishonim, it might be a baruch bear, but here too, when she threw herself out the window, it's as if she was dead already, because she was about to die when she hits the ground. So they were all, but he wasn't chafui rosh until the garbage actually landed on his head. As Tysus makes that distinction, we only say that when you throw the vase, but if you throw an arrow at the vase, then it's not considered broken amanatabir until the arrow actually hits the vase. So that's why he was an avil v'chafui rosh. It goes around the issue. Okay. Anyway, now we go back to... Okay, so now, just to get to Yatsumotzi... I don't know if I'll say the whole thing, but okay. First of all, there's one thing you should be aware of. There's Mishnah Rosh Hashanah talks about brachas. It says, "Kolam echuyav badavar motias harabi b'yadecho vasan." Sounds pretty strict that you have to be mechuyav in something to be motzi someone else who apparently is also mechuyav in something. You both have to be a bar chiyuv. Apparently, that's what it sounds like. Then there's a rosh in brachas. Daf Chaf. So there he asks a question. The Gemara says that a woman, at least there's a suffix in the Gemara, whether a woman can be Motzi a man in Berkas HaMazlin, because they're not the Bris V'Tayra. They can't say Bris V'Tayra. Everyone knows that. There's another Gemara in Daf Mem Chas that says that if you had a Kezayis of bread, then you could be Motzi someone who had a Kedei Sviyah. So the Rosh asks, that's strange. Here also, the person who ate a kezias is not a bar chiyuva, right, to eat, and yet he's going to be motzi a bar svia who's chayv daraisa. All right. He's only chayv derabanan, he's chayv daraisa. So why by a woman, why can't she be motzi a man too? She's also not a bar chiyuva. She can also be motzi a man, should be able to be motzi a man in the same way. So he gives a sort of cryptic answer. He says, well, the nashim are not bechlal arevus. Nashim are not bechlal arevus. So what exactly does that mean? So here there's a famous machloikus, the Dagul Mervava and Rabbi Kiva Egel. The Dagul Mervava takes it literally. There's no arevus between men and women at all. There's no such thing as an arevus, either because women were not mekabel arevus on themselves, or let's assume it works in both directions. Well, there's no arevus at all, although some would question that, but assuming there's no arevus in both directions, so therefore problem solved. The Gemara in Daf Mem Ches is talking about a man. A man is he's a bar chiyuva, right? It's just that as a woman is a woman. There's no arevus between the two. But had there been a arevus between the two, it would work. Even though a woman's not mechuyev. She's not mechuyev in Birkas HaMazon. Let's assuming that. If a woman's not mechuyev in Birkas HaMazon, it would still work. So we'll get to how that works. How could that work? Just let's think. She's not bichlal. The most she can do is do it voluntarily, right? So she has a mitzvah of rishus. If she eats a kedei svia, she can never be a full bar chiyuva. So how can she be motzi a man? They have to say that lu yitzuyar, there was a revus. The fact that she is what Rav Kolevsky calls it, a revus is an inyan klali. It's an inyan klali. She's mechuyev generally in other mitzvahs, so therefore there's a revus between her and the other person. Okay, so in general she's mechuyev in mitzvahs, even though she's not mechuyev in this particular mitzvah. So there's a revus between the two. So how it would work would be that the fact that there's a revus will create a chiyuv for her to be motzi him. So it comes out an interesting thing. She herself, mitzida, could never reach a level of chiyuv. But because there's a revus between him and her, even though she's not in the chiyuv personally in Birkas HaMazon, that the Birkas HaMazon then would be a chiyuv for her. And therefore she could be yatza motzi him. A revus would create that chiyuv, where it doesn't exist for her personally. I'd say she would be mekayim because she's being motzi him. That's the only reason she can produce that maisa mitzvah for him, but she herself can't produce it for herself. That's what would come out. But of course, there is no revus. But we'll see. It this can come into play according to him. In a certain way. First of all, this whole idea of Birkas HaMazon, is there a Revus Bechlal in Birkas HaMazon? Well, first, let's say Rabbi Kiva Egel, and then which is the more accepted version. According to Dagomar Vava, it'll come out, some interesting things come out. First of all, let's say a man, this famous thing, the Bir Lach brings down, a man went to Shul, he davened Ma'ariv there, and in the Ma'ariv he davened, right? So he could have been Yotze Kiddush already. He's Yotze Kiddush Bidvarim, right? Mekadish Bidvarim. So Midoraisa he was Yotze Kiddush. The Rambam says mitzvah, the Doraisa is to be Mekadish Bidvarim. And then he comes home, he's already Yotze. Now he's Motzi Yisrael, can he be Motzi his wife? So that, according to Dagom Revava, no. He can't be Motzi his wife because he was already Yotze. He can't be Motzi here, so she has to make her own Kiddush. Okay, this is a very difficult thing to solve. So Bir Halacha goes out to the town, well, maybe there's no Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the tefillah at night. Parenthetically, on Yom Kippur there is, so, or Yantav there is. Do you do say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim there? But then Kiddush and Yantav might only be Durabanan, but whatever the case may be, it creates a problem. So you start saying maybe Zecher Tzion Mitzrayim is not so pashut, that's actually part of the Kiddush. It may be a separate chiv to be Maskir Tzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos, and they only plugged it into Kiddush. Or there might not even be an absolute chiv to say it. It's only a mitzvah to say it. It's not a Yiftat Me'akev, maybe. There's different problems with that solution. But in any way, come to Dom Ring of Vava, you're going to get into that problem. Okay, Rabbi Kiv Egger says the Rosh never meant this. All the Rosh meant to say is that women are not Bar Chiyuva. It's only a Bar Chiyuva that has arvus for another Bar Chiyuva. That's what the Rosh meant to say. But of course there's arvus between men and women. The Rosh didn't mean to say that. He said there's no arvus in a case where a person's not a Bar Chiyuva. So in the case where I ate, and the only reason I had to eat the Birkas HaMazon over there on Memchas, it was a man. He just didn't, he's not Mechuyev right now, but he could eat and he could be Mechuyev. So he's considered, that's called a Bar Chiyuva. We'll see in a second, not everyone agrees with that. That's a big Mechuyev Rishonim on that issue, whether that's a Bar Chiyuva or not. Could be only a Bar Chiyuva when, at least that's a Shita Behag, and maybe the Shita Sarambam too. Could be only a Bar Chiyuva when we're both Chayiv at the same time, like let's say on Yontav, we're both Chayiv and Kiyah Shofar, the Chiyuv sets in. And I was Yotzi my Chiyuv, but the Chiyuv is equal on everybody. I don't choose to blow Shofar. The Torah has put the Chiyuv upon me. So that's when someone's called a Bar Chiyuva. But the Behag says, you're not a Bar Chiyuva unless... you're not a Bar Chiyuva there. You're not a Bar Chiyuva in Birkas HaMazon. In Birkas HaMazon, you have to eat Kedei Sviya to be a Bar Chiyuva for the other guy. You can't, it doesn't work through Yatzah Motzi. That's the Behag. But Tosa's position is no, you are Bar Chiyuva because you could eat and become a Bar Chiyuva. And Rashi has an interesting Shita there. That even if you're only Chayv Durabanan, you could be Motzi a Doraisa. We'll see in a minute how that fits in. Anyway, so Dagomer Vav, Rabbi Kiv Egger, that's probably what's most accepted. Because the Rosh somewhere else in Perek Zayin also says, Kol Yisrael Bechlal HaRevis. I remember Ravine Soloveitchik is saying this over. But the Rosh in other places seems to put everybody in the same. In that category, you have to be a Bar Chiyuva to be a Ravis. So according to Rabbi Kiv Egger, the way they learn, it's a Chiyuv Prati. And every mitzvah that you have a Chov, a Chiyuv in, part of that Chiyuv is to see that other people are Yotze their Chiyuv too. So that only comes to play when you're a Bar Chiyuva in the mitzvah. You know, if it's just a Rishus, there's no Chiyuv, no Chiyuv on me to do it, and there's no Chiyuv on me to see someone else does it. That's not part of the Arevus. Arevus is only when I have a Chiyuv. Part of that Chiyuv is to say that someone else also is Yotze. Or vice versa, if someone is has a Chiyuv, so it's my it's a Chiyuv on me to see that he's Yotze. Yeah, but in other words, but that's the more accepted one, that there is Arevus between men and women. But the Gemara there says it's only a Ravus when a person's Mechuyev. When he's Mechuyev to see if someone else is also Yotze. It comes out that according to the Dagomar Vava, there's a Chumra this, that there's no Ravus between men and women, but there's a Tzad Kula. In that, in order to be Motzi someone else, you don't have to be a Bar Chiyuva, a real Bar Chiyuva in the mitzvah, like we pointed out. A woman could be Motzi a man, Lu Yitzuyar, there was a Ravus. And let's say, according to the Behag, there wouldn't be a problem, because let's say someone, let's say you assume that Birkas HaMazon is not considered a Bar Chiyuva. A man, not considered a Bar Chiyuva because he didn't have to eat. According to Dagam Rav Vava, it wouldn't be a problem because since he's Bichlal the Arevus, even though he personally is not a Bar Chiyuva, but he has a Chiyuv to see that since there's a Arevus between men, he has a chiyuv to see that all other men are also taken care of vis-a-vis their chiyuvim. So even though he's not a bar chiyuvah in the mitzvah, he can still say Birkas HaMazon for the other person. So Dagam Rav Vava is more liberal in that vein. You don't have to be a bar chiyuvah in this mitzvah. As long as you're bar chiyuvah, as long as you're b'chlal de arevus, you can be yotzer a chiyuv. Even though you're just a rishus, you could be... You can create that maisa. Okay, so first Rabbi Kiva, we'll get to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Kivager lays down a few questions. He asks one question and other question on this Dago Mervava. So one of the question Rabbi Kivager asks is on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, it says that a Chereish who's Medaber Veina Shemeya. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi that you have to be Mashmiya Laozno, so he's not Motzi someone else. Cannot be Motzi someone else. So according to the Dago Mervava, what do you mean? He's a man, right? On the other in all other mitzvahs, he's Chayev. This particular mitzvah, Nebuch, he can't be Mekayim this mitzvah. But he's Bechlal the Arevus, so why can't he produce, why can't he lay in the Megillah for the other person? That's a question they ask. Another question they ask is, depends on the Girsa you have in the Yerushalmi, is from a Ramban. There's a famous Ramban that they all quote. So according to his Girsa, Yerushalmi said if someone knows Hebrew and knows Loazis, so he must read in Hebrew. He cannot be Yotze with Loazis. Now, let's say there's another person who doesn't know Hebrew, he only knows Loazis. You know, he only knows French. So can this person, even though he knows Loazis, the Ramban says he cannot be Motzi someone, even because I know Hebrew and Loazis, but I know Hebrew and I have to be Yotze in Hebrew. Why can't I be Motzi someone who knows only Loazis? I also know Loazis, right? So why can't I just lay in French for him? So according to Rabbi Kivager, that wouldn't be a problem because I'm not chayev to lay in. I'm chayev in Megillah, but that's not my chiyuv is to lay in Hebrew. So that's another question on the Dago Mervava. Comes along Mervava, but he's still Bechal the Arevus, so why can't he lane? And the third question is from Ben Krach Ben Ir. Of course, everyone agrees that a Ben Krach cannot be Motzi a Ben Ir in Kriyas Megillah. So, and those are two different Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv Ben Krach, a Chiyuv Ben Ir. So according to Rabbi Kivager, it makes sense. He's not Bar Chiyuva in that laning, right? He's not Bar Chiyuva in that laning. So why can't he? So he can't be Motzi someone else. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. That's with Bnei Akfarim. Who can lane for Bnei Akfarim? So Rabbi Chanan lays down a yesod in all this and protects the Dago Mervava from all these questions. He says, even though the Dago Mervava says you don't have to be mechuyev right now in that mitzvah, but you have to be able to produce the maisa mitzvah. So Ben Krach Ben Ir, it's true he's not mechuyev, but the only maisa mitzvah he can produce is that of a Ben Krach. So he can't, the fact he's a Bar Chiyuva in general doesn't help him. We have to examine what kind of maisa mitzvah he can produce. And then that maisa mitzvah can be elevated to a level of chiyuv, but it's not enough just to be bichlal the arevus. You have to also be able to produce the maisa mitzvah. That's the famous Rabbi Chanan in Siman Memchas.
Did you have to be able to produce the maisa?
The maisa mitzvah, right? In order to to be motzi the other person in his maisa mitzvah, you have to produce the maisa mitzvah. So, and then that can transfer to him. However, the regular route of Shema Kain works, right? Either, okay, that's a separate discussion. Now, Shema Kain is not a ravus, at least maybe one Rishon says it is, but we don't assume it's a ravus. A woman can be motzi a man with Shema Kain, assuming both are not yotzi dechuv yet and are on equal footing, so to speak. The only problem with Shema Kain, with a ravus that sets in when one person either has not been yotzi dechuv, doesn't want to be motzi dechuv, or was already yotzi dechuv. So there are different variations of what a bar chiyuva is. We saw already a machlokes by benching. If I can come to eat, whether that's a bar chiyuva. There's also a safek Rabbi Akiva Eiger, whether someone can make kiddush for someone else if he wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet. So he has a safek on that. Can I be? I'm not mekabel Shabbos. I'm going to daven later minyan. But there's someone now here now doesn't know how to make kiddush. Can I be motzi him the kiddush since it's beyado to get into the chiyuv? So is that a bar chiyuv? So when asked Rav Shechter that, he said, well, that's the same as Birkas HaMazon. Why is that any, we accept Taisus, that that's a bar chiyuv, so why shouldn't that be the same thing? Should be a bar chiyuv too. Okay, that's a question. And let's say Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, let's say I blew it. I forgot to count. I'm out of the running. But there's another person who doesn't know how to count. So am I considered a bar chiyuv? Since there's no way I could get into the chiyuv now, can I count for him? His friend Beis Halevi was famous for this. That's also bar chiyuv because he once forgot to count the count. At least that's the saying goes. And he asked another balabas there not to count himself because he's the rav. He has to make the bracha in front of the kol. It would be a design for him not to be able to count. So he asked someone not to count, and he would be yatza motzi for him. So he would make the bracha. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, to say it goes even as a vayit, that even though I'm out of the running, I'm still bar chiyuva, but apparently that was the shita Beis Halevi. So that was the Yesod Rav Elchanan. Now just parenthetically, is there a ravus with ketanim? This is also a big deal in the Chazanish, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Is there a ravus between Gedolim and Ketanim? Now, we're assuming here that Ketanim have their own Maisa Mitzvah to do. There's, of course, famous Machlaikas Rishainim. Is the Chiv on the Katan really on the father to be Mechanechim, but there's no Chiv Maisa Mitzvah on the Katan per se? Or that's Rashi's position, I think. Rashi and Dif Mem Ches, that same Rashi there. Or no, I think the Ramban has this, Taisus understand, that the Katan has his own Chiyuv, right? That's the famous Taisus by trade the Rabbanan, it's not Motziya, Chad the Rabbanan. You see, a Katan has a lower level Chiyuv, it's not just that he's kind of the Gadol to make sure. Okay, that's parenthetic. Now, I'm not getting into the Torah again, and here he has the whole Torah here in the Rav Kolevsky. Let's say there's no chiyuv between Gedom Ketan Miznar Revis. Okay? So, even contra Bikiv Eger, maybe there's not Revis. The two are not connected with the Nashim and the Eretz. Miznar Revis. So let's say I already made Kiddush at home. Now my 9-year-old son pops in, and he hasn't made Kiddush yet. So can I make Kiddush for him? Maybe not. He has to make his own Kiddush. There's no ravis between Gedolim and Ketan. Also, maybe there's no ravis between, if you hold this no ravis between with Nashim, so maybe they can't, one Isha can't, who already lain the Megillah, can't lain for another woman. Another deon they talk about. All right, so that was that. All right, now, I'm just going to say a yesoid here that I heard from Rav David Horowitz back in probably 88, 89, for the first time anyway. What's going to be, here's a famous question, what's going to be with Tkiyas Shofar? So let's think. Tkiyas Shofar, a woman is not mechuyev in Tkiyas Shofar, and of course, a man is mechuyev. So let's say a man already heard in shul, heard the shofar, he was yaitze. Can he, first of all, can he be, let's say there's no eruv around, can he be motzi the shofar, derech rishus harabim, to blow for a woman? So the Shagas Aryeh says, absolutely not. Don't even think about it. And it's clear from the Shagas Aryeh that when you say that a woman can do a mitzvah asei she'asman grama, that's it's got nothing to do with a kiyum mitzvah. She doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah for that. That's just sort of like to make a woman feel happy. It's just a question of can they make the bracha or something. It's not just to make them feel inclusive. The Gemara in Chagiga says that they allowed smicha for women, but only be'akufa yadayu, not mamish to lean on the animal, but just to kind of gently put their hands on top of the animal. The lashon of the Gemara there is mishum. Remember the lashon there?
Something.
Nachasruach. Nachasruach lo nashim. Make them feel good. Nachasruach lo nashim. Okay, this is an approach that the Rav Zatzal absolutely rejected. He said you can't say that women are in different kedusha level than men. No, they're in the same kedusha. Of course, they have a kiyum mitzvah. I think the Ravid Ben Furish like this says. You say ase dochelosa ase with tzitzis, right? In tzitzis, famous Ravid there, that even by a kiyum mitzvah you say ase dochelosa ase. And he's talking there about women. I'm sorry, I don't remember the whole thing, but they all bring that Ravid down too. So there is a kiyum mitzvah. Okay, so a kiyum mitzvah is good enough to say there's a tzayrich on Yontif to be motzi a shofar in the in Derech Rishus HaRabim. All right, so let's leave alone that Shagas Aryeh, but let's see another problem. This first time I heard this was at Rav Kahn's son's wedding in 2001, about a week before 9/11. Rav Shmuel Barenbaum Zatzal, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Mir in the United States, was there because the chassan who was from the Mir it was a Mir wedding. Rav Kahn's daughter was marrying someone from the Mir, someone related to the Mir, so he was there. And his derech was always to create a tumult, and he always, like, people would gather around him, and he would ask a question, and everyone would start trying him an answer, and he would, he'd get in. It was a big, he did it purposely to, like, l'hagdil Torah l'adir. So anyway, he asked a question, he asked it in Yiddish, I didn't understand it, but there was a fellow nearby who was kind enough to translate for me. So he's always one of those guys around that you can ask. Anyway, so his question is like this. How's he bichlal motzi the woman in Kiya Shaifer? But wait a minute, there's no ravis, right? Bain l'Rabbi Akiva Eger, bain l'dagam Ravava. Comes to dagam Ravava, bichlal does not ravis men and women. So it's not, how's it going to work? And a country be Kiva Eger, but she's not mechuyev, right? You know, there's only a ravis when I'm mechuyev to make sure that your chuyev is taken care of, but she's not mechuyev, right? Not mechuyev. So why? How does that work? What's the point? So if it doesn't work, so bechlal shouldn't be motzi the shofar and rishus harabim either. No? Okay, so this is a more elaborate question than the one we had before. So we're assuming there is a kiyum mitzvah, a woman, it's still going to be a problem. All right, so when I first heard the question, I said, well, what's the problem? She's still going to hear the shofar, the mitzvah. This gets into the perennial question of, is the mitzvah the shmiyah, is the mitzvah the tkiyah? Okay, so there's two gemaras they always quote. One is Chershat of a katan is not motzi, so you see the tkiyah is the mitzvah. On the other hand, Hatokel l'tolcha bor, so the people in the bor are yotze, the people outside the bor are not yotze, so you see the shmi is part of the mitzvah. So how do you put the two together? So for instance, the Rambam is pretty clear in Shuvus, it's only shmiyah. But you need a shmiyah of a bar chiyuva. You need the tkiyah of a bar chiyuva in order to create that kol de chiyuva. That's the Rambam, and this leads the Rambam into different areas of If someone stole a shofar, it's okay. You still yotze with the kol because ain gzela b'kol. So it leads the Rambam into different avenues there. Many Rishonim don't seem to hold like that. Say that tekiya is the mitzvah. So the Rav had this formulation that by tekiya shofar, the tekiya is the maaseh mitzvah and the shmiya is the kiyuma mitzvah. That's he imagined it. And what he said by this is that since the kiyuma mitzvah is you're yotzi the kiyum, so mimela the maaseh mitzvah relates to you too. As far as like, so she's yotzi the maaseh, but because the kiyuma mitzvah relates to her, she hears it, so she's yotzi the maaseh mitzvah too. So that's how we can solve the problem according to both that way. In this idea that the kiyum will relate to the maisa mitzvah, so she gets both the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah, just by virtue of through the kiyum mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah relates to her too. So mimele, she's yotze even if she's not called the arevus, because we don't need arevus. She's hearing it straight away, right? That's what she's hearing. And according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, so the Maisa Mitzvah will also relate through the kol, even though she's not mechuyev, but she'll be yotze that way. Okay, so that's the Rav. For instance, Rabbi Yitzchak Frank learns the Maisa Mitzvah is through shlichus. That really gets into the question of, is there shlichus bidvar mitzvah or not? Famous Tosfos Rid with the Ksois. I think the Taisur has said it's only by mitzvahs where you have a chalois, like Gerishin Kiddushin and Shchitas Pesach or something, where you are a Bailim, so you can create the chalois, so you can make a shaliach. And the Taisus and the Ksai says no. Even when there's no chalos, for instance, there is shlichus, but what's the how shlichus going to help? You're still going to put it on the wrong hand. So the shaliach by Mr. Shabgufo, you still put it on his hand, not your hand. So he says the shlichus, even let's say by tefillin, I'm not creating a chalois there, but. Even though the shlichus, there'll be, and the reason the shlichus is because I can control. I can always equivalent of shalol, let's say. So therefore, I have certain control over the mitzvah process. All right. Let's see. Okay, so these are all malachim here. Just to get with. What Ike mentioned there with the Ben Krach Ben Ir, so an Yevamos Yudalid, so Taisus there brings down Shitas Rashi is that for a Ben Kfar who lain it earlier, a Ben Ir can lain for them. A Ben Ir lains for them because they don't know how to lain. So Taisus says, well, what do you mean a Ben Krach? We know a Ben Krach can't be Motzi a Ben Ir, so why is this any different? How can one be Motzi the other? So Taisus says, no, it must be that they lane for themselves. They have their own selves, they lane in their kfarim there, and all is good. Each to his own, so to speak. So the Ritva comes to protect Rashi. He says, no, the vort is, they didn't create a new yom for the B'nai HaKfarim. The Ikar yom for the B'nai HaKfarim is Yudalid. Ella, they have a Tashlumin, sort of, he doesn't use the word tashlumim. He said it's chad chiyuva, but a lot of echreinim come in here and say there's tashlumim. It's kind of a strange tashlumim that comes before the chiyuv. But, the Ran rejects it for that reason. Other echreinim do also, but assuming it's a tashlumim for the B'nai HaKfarim. Right. So it turns out that the Ben Krach and a Ben Ir have the same chiyuv. So that's why Rashi said one could be melted the other. it's all the same chiyuv. It's just a teshlumin. But a ben krach would not be able to be motzi a ben kfar. So as Rav Turchin says, let's assume you have a kfar right outside a walled city, Yimeyeshua ben nun. So a ben krach, according to this, could not be motzi a ben kfar. They would have to find a ben ir from, maybe there's another ir like 20 miles away, they'd have to schlep a ben ir in there to get him, or else maybe there's ways to make a ben krach become a ben ir, but that's a separate thing. But anyway, a pure ben krach could not... those are cases where you take a car in from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim and you end up reading it 2 days. But okay, simple case is you bring a ben krach and ben krach couldn't work there. So now, what about in Yerushalayim and Purim Mishulash? What happens then? Yerushalayim, Purim Mishulash, so then they read earlier. So is that also like B'nai Akfarim? Is that like an earlier reading, a Teshlumin for Tesvav? Or no, that's a separate, that's a new Takana of Yudalad. That's Machaikas Rishainim. Okay. So what happened, apparently it was a famous case in the, I think Shai Schechter told me, Rav Nissen Kaplan always used to speak about, it's on DuffYummyReview.com. There's a website with Rav Nissen Kaplan Shiurim there. And apparently one of the shurim is on this case. What happened was it was a Purim Mishulash on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and an old Baal Koreh read the Megillah Thursday night, and Nebuch, unfortunately, passed away later that night. And the question was, should they have to lane it again? Because it's only a Tashlumim if you live to the Ikar Chiyuv. If you live to the Ikar Chiyuv, then it's the Tashlumim, but other than that, maybe it's not considered tashlumin. So this raised a big, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, you have to read it again. Other Gadolim said, no. The big tumult. So you see how it works in. Okay, just a minute. Just get everything here. Okay, so also, what about the Chivim Nashim? Can Nashim be motzi men? Let's assume there is arvus between men and women. Can Nashim be motzi men? So a famous Bahag says, no, can't be motzi men because they're only chayv in Shmiya. They're only chayv in Shmiya, not in Kriya. So how do you make that divide? Seems a little strange. So the Markeshus is, I forget his name, Agus. Ravagus. He was, I think the Briskers have a little, he attacked the Briskers in his Akdamah or something. Yeah. Always, anyway, although Rav Zevin points out that at one point in his Sefer he comes up with a very Brisker Chakira, Gabi Schach on Sukkah or something. Anyway, Ayin Madim Uzmanim or Shiitim Mishitas. So him and the Avnei Nezer both come up with this, is that the Kriya is not a din in Pirsumei Nisa per se, but it's a din in, the Gemara says, they looked for a source for the mitzvah of Megillah, and they found Ksov Zosi Karan B'Sefer. So it's a din of Zechiras Mech, the yeshivas are very careful about how they term the Kavana to be Yotze in Zachor. It's something like Zechiras Mechias Zecher Amalek. Very careful how to term it. Once asked for Schechter here whether I should, when I made an announcement, they should make an announcement that way. He says, no, just say Zechiras Amalek or something. So, but anyway, the yeshivas are very makbid to get the right thing. So anyway, that mitzvah on a Darabanan, different Kabbalah level, was from the Megillah. It's to lay in the Megillah that way. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Kriya of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, and the Shmiya is the Pesumei Nisa. So that's the divide. So women are not Chayav in Melchama. They're not Mechayav in Melchama. So they're not Mechayav in Zechiras Mechias Zechar Amalek, right? They're not Chayav to Lein Zachor, although, okay, we can step in a Menchas Chinuch here. Okay, so Menchas Chinuch argues on the Chinuch, and he says that indeed, women are chayav. It's not taluy on their mochama. It's just a general mitzvah of zechira. It's a famous. But from what I understand, I remember Rav Peretzky told me that it used to be the bochein here. The bochein. I think in Europe, it was very. I don't think the woman, except for Hungary, because Chasam Seifer or something, they didn't come to shul on Zachar. This is like a new phenomenon or whatever. In Europe, they lit the, and it didn't come to shul on Zachar. What was that? Rav Aaron. Yeah. In Europe, it's a new phenomenon. Yeah. Okay, so we have to be aware of what's a new phenomenon, what's an old phenomenon. What? Okay. Yes, Hungarian Paiskim. In Hungary they did, but okay. Right, so that's how that can come to the fore. Now, if you're only Chaim and Shmia, so then some Acharonim say even a Katan, even a Lav Bar Chiyuva can lain, because the main thing is just the Shmia. Doesn't have to be the Kriya, it's not Bichlal. You don't need, they're not Bichlal the Kriya at all, it's just the Shmia. And also, okay, maybe if it's a Megillah Gezula, so this question, even for a man, generally place can make by a, even for, if it's a Chiyuv Kriya by a Megillah Gezula, but Yesh Chochim Lahachmir, so they say even those Chochim Lahachmir would admit, according to the Bahag, that if it's only Shmia, the woman would be for sure be Yotze with a Megillah Gezula. So the separate okay. Okay, so that's that. Now, just to end off here with a little bit of a quandary. First of all, a Chereish in before that, there's a question of whether a ben kfar who happened to be on Yudalad in an ear. So Rashi, it says there that he should hear the Megillah again. So Rashi there says he should hear it at night, but then he can go home. You hear it at night, then he can go home. Why? Because he was already Yotzei Yischiv. It was only a Tashlumin, right? It was only a Tashlumin. So Rashi is Lashitaso. He doesn't have to stay in the day. He already heard it at night. And he's fine. He goes home. But it comes out there, according to those shittas, that the B'nai HaKfar, they don't lane at night. It's a machlokes. They don't lane at night. The Ikar Takana is only the day, which gives proof to the later Acharonim that the Chiyuv at night is only Durabanan. Yeah, there's a big machlokes, I think, not a Behuda holds like that, because in the Mishnah in Megillah, only says...
Five minutes.
Thank you. Thanks. So Mishnah and Megillah says only in the day. So a lot of Acharonim, that leads a lot of Acharonim to believe that it's only at night, it's only Chiyuv Derabanan. So it would indicate from this that's true, because according to this Torah, Rashi only says, well, hear it at night. But you didn't have to hear it at night in the because you didn't hear it at night where you're coming from the kfar, because that wasn't bechlal the takana. So then, but Taisus disagrees. Taisus says no. It means he came and he became a ben ear. He became a ben ear, and now he has to stay even in the day to hear kriya in the day. It doesn't. But Rashi is lishitasa. He said only he hears it at night. He goes home. He drives back home. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, just a minute. Now with Chereish. Just general. By Chereish, let's say Chereish in Kriyat Shema. So is he Chayev in Kriyat Shema or not? The famous Shagasari says it depends whether Lashmiya La'oiznoi, we all know a famous Machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, whether Lashmiya La'oiznoi but Kriyat Shema is Me'akev. So we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda that it's not. It's not Ma'akev, so you can like mouth the words without hearing them. That's considered, that would still be Yotze. But the Chatchila, you should hear the words. You should say the words so you can hear them. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. So now the question is that Lechatchila a Derabanan or a Daraisa? So the Ravid famously says, that's Daraisa. Because he learns Hashmeya v'haskes Yisrael. He learns Hashmeya to be by Shar Mitzvahs, and Kriyat Shema is no different from other Mitzvahs. It's like Yidol Amud Beis. on Tasava Mudbeis or somewhere there. So when you see that there's an inyan of a lechatchila, you see there's only lechatchila of someone who can actually hear. Right? If someone can't hear, it's not lechatchila. So therefore, a cheresh is not bechlal mitzvah kriyashma. And others say, no, it's only the Rabbanan he should hear it. If only the Rabbanan he should hear it, so Lishmel, Aisnai, Yatza is even a cheresh. It's still considered a deeper for him. Okay, depending on what girsa you have, it's going to be a little bit of an interesting thing in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says by Tkiyas Shofar that a cheresh, we're not talking about a total cheresh, we're talking about a cheresh of Medaber Bein HaShomea. So the Rambam in Tkiyas Shofar seems to say Medaber Bein HaShomea, he can be motzi others. Okay? And by Megillah, he holds not. Again, depending on girsos, the way the Kesef Mishnah has the girsa. So the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, has a teretz like this. The Rambam holds, again, that Shmia is the mitzvah by Shofar, right? Shmia is the mitzvah. So really, we're assuming he is a Bar Chiyuva, but he's an Anus. Now, when someone's an Anus, does that make him a non-Bar Chiyuva? Or no, he's still a Bar Chiyuva, he can't become the mitzvah. Okay, this is a big diyun. Rav Schechter always mentions this in the shir. He never gets into the actual thing always. But this is a famous diyun between Rabbi Natam and Shitas Rashi. By whenever you see like an Arel is by Karban Pesach. So what does that mean? He's an Arel. An Arel can't eat or Karban Pesach. Does that mean that he's a Mumar L'Arelus? Or does that mean that he's a homophiliac? So Rashi always takes the position he's a homophiliac, and Taisus always says he's Mumar L'Arelus. So the Echronim always say, that's the Machloikus. According to Rashi, on Anus, he's still Mechuyav to have a Mila, but he's just Anus. So he's an Ar, he has a Shem Aril. According to Taisus, no, when you're an Anus, you're not Mechuyav. You're not Mechuyav in the, as we know, if you're not Mechuyav in Mila, then you're not an Aril. We know that from the Gemara that says that until 8 days old, you're allowed to be sach, a tinoik, who is a small kohen tinoik with shem and shel truma. Why? Because they all explain it. Until he's mechuyev in the bris, doesn't have a shem aril. So here too, he's an anus, he's not mechuyev, so he doesn't have a shem aril. So anyway, it's a big machlokes. But let's assume he is mechuyev. Right, so the Rambam seems to take the position that he's an anus, but he's mechuyev. Okay, it's important in its own right. So now he blows, even though he can't hear, but someone else can hear. So that's fine. That's okay. But by Megillah, there's a shita the Beis Yosef brings down that if we hold that cheresh medaber ben hashemea cannot be yodzei. Again, there's a machlokes about this. Brought down Mishnah Berurah. But why can't it be Yotzei? Because you need Prisumei Nisa. So there, we hold like Rabbi Yossi. There's a Dion in the Gemara and Dafyu Tess. Is that Mishnah going, when it says Medaber Ben Hashemeh, is that going like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara, it's not so clear in the Gemara. But the Rambam learned that's going like Rabbi Yossi. You're not Yotzei at all. You know, it's not just B'di'evet, L'chatchila, you should, but B'di'evet, if you didn't, you're Yotzei. No, if you didn't, is not. The Beis Yosef explains because you need Pisume Nisa. You need Pisume Nisa by Tkias Shofar. So you have to hear it. How you Pisume Nisa is you need a Dibur Hanishma. That's the definition of Dibur when you need Pisume Nisa. That's the Dibur, otherwise not considered Dibur. Dibur for Pisume Nisa is Dibur you can hear. So that's right there the Rambam says you're not Yotzei if you're a Cheresh. Not that he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he is, but he can't be, what's the difference? He can't be Yotzei himself. He can't be Yotzei himself. He can't create the Maisa Mitzvah. He can't be Motzei others. But by Tkiyas Shofar, all we need is the Shmiya, and he is a Bar Chiyuva. He's a Bar Chiyuva, so he can create that kol in order to be Motzei another person. That's the Avi Ezri. Shkayach, I hope it was clear.
Thank you very much.
taken off.